What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 142 of the Dumb Marks podcast. It's 4th of July weekend here in the States. Anybody else find it weird that it's 4th of July weekend here, but yet WWE went over to London?
No.
Back to basics, I guess.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing today?
It's all about this. That's what it's all about.
At the end of the day, that's all what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Yourself?
Doing good. A little tired this morning. What about you guys?
Same. I'm always tired. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, who's in the comments already?
Who you think? morning tie.
Morning tie. Steve's gonna be running late, but he will be joining us shortly. So stay tuned for him. And like I just mentioned, it's Money in the Bank today. So we'll be getting into our Money in the Bank predictions once Steve's back on the show in a little bit. Saw something online yesterday, and I just had to raise the question. Donald, what's a hood hoagie?
I have no idea what it is, but it tasted mighty good, though.
You called it a hood hoagie. I mean, kind of young to think of it as a hood hoagie.
Yeah, whenever she said that, I was like, where'd she learn that term from? Because it wasn't for me. Mm-mm. Too busy living out there in that boondocks life.
Picking up on things already.
Well, yeah, at most picture, you know, it was like, yeah, your mom and your uncle lived in the hood somewhat, but you know, better learn your roots, girl.
Very true. Mm-hmm. You can take the girl out of the town, but you can't take the town out of the girl. What's going on, Nate? How you doing today?
Yeah.
Anybody had anything going on this week?
Jeez, work. That's it. It's always work.
So I did end up... Same shit, different day for Jason. Mm-hmm. I did play Fight Forever. I got that on Thursday. So
how was that?
The past couple days. It's okay.
What platform?
I got it for PS5.
Okay.
So... So I actually, right before you came on, Jason, I was just on Facebook and I was telling Donald, like, whenever I go into the shop area to look for different wrestlers that you can purchase on there, to add to the game, mm-hmm. It was kind of limited for me. It was Aubrey Edwards, Cody. And then I think it was just a couple outfits, extra outfits that you could buy. And uh-huh. I saw someone post that they had in their shop, Brody Lee and Owen Hart. I wonder if I need to start doing stuff in the story mode, to be able to purchase these. Because so far all I've been doing is just going through each type of match and just trying it out, just seeing what it's like and playing with different characters, seeing who's good. So far for me, my favorite's Miro. He was dominant. I used him in the Casino Battle Royale, and he was eliminating people left and right in that.
He's nice, Taquan. Yeah, that game is very fun. I can't wait till the new one come out either.
Yeah, I need to catch up on those Spider-Man games.
They say, I've seen somebody say it's decent for the Switch.
Oh, really?
Really?
Or, I mean, it's portable on the go and on the go. It's not like if you had to carry your tablet with you, you could play it as you go, you'll play it, but it's something you wouldn't sit down and grind on.
I do know that I heard that some people were really surprised that. That they didn't change the blood or anything for the Switch. They said you're getting
everything. Okay.
Yeah, you're getting everything the way it is on every platform.
That's good.
Steve, you there? Not yet. We'll wait for him. It's fun. I don't know if it's a game that I'm gonna sit there and be I'm gonna play this for a while, but I'm probably gonna play it. For the next week or so and see, just explore some stuff, and then we'll see how much longer I play it after that.
I'll catch it in the value, man.
it's worth that.
I played their game they released, WWE's game. I don't forget what it's called now. They released in lieu of 2K.
Oh.
Remember the one your sister got? I forget if I played that. I can play AEW.
Mm-hmm. That was horrible.
Yeah, I'll wait till it becomes a PSN free game, monthly free game.
I was telling Donald last night. I do think if they do another game, like, because I could see them adding some DLC content to this and letting it play ride out for a little bit since it took them so long to do the game. But I said if they do another game, I would like to kind of see like a Forbidden Door game, but it being like, you know, if you remember the old N64 game of WCW versus the World. So it was like WCW people, was like some New Japan people and some other, like, whoever they could get, you know, like, to do it. I think that would be a lot more fun too.
Mm-hmm.
Like stuff that you're not going to get in any other video game. But that's all I got for the opening. You guys have anything you want to talk about today before we get into wrestling?
No, it wasn't Legends of WrestleMania. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
It was a fun game.
That was fun. I think it was like Battle Brawl or Battle.
It's a Battleground?
Battleground. That was it. Maybe Battleground.
Yeah. You never know, Ty. You never know. And
with an AEW, you might get it.
Nope.
All right. So we got nothing else. Let's head into the bell to bell. Busy week in wrestling leading up to Money in the Bank. Got a lot to talk about, but before we get into our Money in the Bank predictions, let's go with the hits and misses. So let's kick things off with Mount Rushmore for the week. Who wants to kick us off?
Somebody else can go.
You want to know?
I do have one, but.
Is yours an NXT?
Yes, it is.
Is it the women's?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'll let you talk about that. I'll pick something else now.
I'm going to pick something else too.
But I'll go with. I'll stick with NXT. Well, NXT as a whole was just, to me, was three solid matches for a Tuesday show. So I'm going to go with the Heritage Cup match. That, like, I actually stayed awake for one of those matches, and Dragon Lee and Nathan Frazier put on a show.
Yes, they did.
They do that more often. I can get into a Heritage Cup match.
Steve, you there?
Yo.
There you go.
What up?
I'm on location at the car dealership waiting for my car to get fixed. Oil change, tire rotation, all that BS. So
I feel like we have like our first call in of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. First time, long time.
Stan Guy, love the show.
Stan Guy, love the show. Rest in peace, Stan. Yeah, man. What up? Happy Money in the Bank Day. Hopefully all you bitches feel lucky at some point this day. Go buy a lottery ticket, scratch off, whatever the case may be. And hopefully you walk away with a briefcase full of money.
There's a scratcher waiting to happen. WWE endorsed Money in the Bank briefcase scratcher.
Yeah, just give me 10% of all scratch offs sold, and we can cut that deal right now.
Didn't Ric Flair have a scratch off?
Ric Flair did have a scratch off.
I
was in North Carolina.
Taquan, I'm like Shine recording my album from prison. Don't hate.
Steve's gonna be like Dom Dom next week, come back with a teardrop tattoo and everything.
Absolutely, with a mommy shirt on.
All right, so
I heard Jason with the Heritage Cup match. All of those matches so far in NXT have been really fun and exciting to watch. I like the vibe. It's different than the pure rules, you know, that we see in ROH. Even though there's rounds included in that, but I feel like this past week's was definitely the best out of the ones that have been on NXT so far.
Yes.
Plus, they had my girl Yalissa Leon in the corner, so
Which one was her?
The one in the red.
Okay.
She was in Nathan's corner.
Nathan's corner. All right.
Yeah. So I'm not mad at that being up on Mount Rushmore this week. That's a solid pick for sure. And Dragon Lee, look, I know WWE's been searching for how many years to find the next Rey Mysterio. Dragon Lee is that guy for me. That's the next luchador to take over and be big.
He needs to be the next everything here. The next NA champ.
Yeah, he has everything. All the qualities that Rey possesses, that you know your Sin Caras and everybody else that fell short. Dragon Lee has that. You can feel him even though he has a mask on. So yeah, I'm all behind the Dragon Lee train. I was on that bandwagon before he came to WWE, and I don't expect him to be in NXT for too long. Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my Mount Rushmore and my Jabroni is all in one and the same. It's the women's title match from NXT. Love the chemistry between Tiffany and Thea. They had a great match. I was into it the whole match. Thea really impressed me for how long that she could go, because I thought she was still green, you know, mm-hmm. from a couple other matches. Very impressive with everything. And the Jabroni part of it was the ending. As I said before, the roll-ups with the women's in WWE is a little bit too much.
Yeah.
It is.
It didn't benefit Tiffany.
No, it didn't benefit Tiffany. Didn't benefit Thea. I did not like the roll up at all. Especially for how good of a match that they were given out there. Roll up was just an easy way out.
Yeah.
They could have thought of something completely different. But with those two, I could see a nice little rivalry going on for a couple more months until they figure out who's gonna be the next mm-hmm. person. But yeah, I'm all into, you know, this storyline with those two.
Thea's only 19, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean,
she didn't even look 19 out there.
To have the character work down, right? Like she's found her niche, found her role. She, from a character standpoint, you look at her and know exactly who she is, which mm-hmm. at 19 is very hard to pull off, mm-hmm. right? Even though it's a gimmicky character, with you know what I mean, like the whole Chase U gimmick. Which I enjoy. It's different. She exudes it every single time she's out on TV. So she's knocked that part out of the park for me for a long time. Seeing her actually in the ring and going one-on-one and having, you know, substantial time as far as the match goes. Like you, Donald, I was impressed with it. And to me, the sky's the limit for her.
Yes.
As long as she just continues to improve. So
yes.
She reminds me of Bliss.
That's
like,
a good
like character work and then growing as a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard
that's
Paige.
Good. Yeah.
That's what a good I've people online, yeah.
Yeah. Bliss is a good parallel. Mm-hmm. Very good.
I mean, how long she's been wrestling before?
Like,
what she was doing before this?
I know she was wrestling before, but I don't know how long.
Okay. To do some
I think she wanted her same name or something like that. Somewhere around the same name.
I mean, that was like the thing that WWE wanted. They wanted to have, you know, Paige was young. They brought her up on the main roster, you know, before she was 21, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were hoping to have longevity with her, you know, for a long period of time. Unfortunately, sometimes life has different things to go on, but.
Yeah, but Paige was an old 21. She had already been wrestling professionally for 7 years by now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Thea is a true 19, you know, not a lot of bumps on the bump card for her. Just don't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stupid things done in pro wrestling this week, and we can get to that later on. But, you know, maximize your time, maximize your effort. You don't got to go crazy trying to get the applause from the crowd for bumps, which I feel a lot of wrestlers, old and young, are doing these days.
Yeah. No. You don't have to. You can have a basic match and it can still be a good 5-star match.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You can just be in the ring and that's it.
Chris, you want to go or you want me to go?
I'll go. Mine this week was Tom Lawler not being on Forbidden Door. No, even though I was very grateful for that. Mine's actually pretty open, just because it's just what I enjoyed this week. I really enjoyed the flow of Collision this past week. Like, I'm really liking that show. And then on Dynamite this week, I felt it kind of did the same thing. It wasn't overcrowded the way Dynamite was last week, how we were kind of complaining about that. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm just really giving it up to AEW. Like, two shows and a pay-per-view this week I enjoyed. Like, I was actually happy with their pacing this week. And I just didn't feel like everything was just thrown at me all at one time and overloaded me in any way on all the shows.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that Dynamite continue to build off of the hype coming out of Forbidden Door?
A little bit.
I did not. I thought from that standpoint, they dropped the ball.
I think they did a little bit, not a lot, though. And that's kind of one of their downfalls consistently after a pay-per-view, that it's never building. It's just kind of restarting.
Yeah, carry the wave over.
Yeah.
You have the wave from the pay-per-view. Carry it over, especially when it's, you know, Forbidden Door. So we're getting the fantasy matchup. We're seeing dream matches. Mm-hmm. You had arguably two of the match of the year candidates on that pay-per-view. You know, with the Okada, Danielson, Omega, Ospreay too. And then you just kind of, like you said, go into a reset minus the BCC Elite stuff. It's like, All right, well, what was your initial vision for the show coming out of Forbidden Door? I will say that the Collision itself show on Saturdays, Tony Khan's not doing that. Like, I feel like that's a completely different creative team.
It feels probably different.
Yeah, it does feel different.
And I know it's only 2 weeks, so you're not going to really see how they're slotting talent yet and who they're going to showcase and everything else. But overall, from the setup, the announcers, to the matches, the production, even how they shoot the show, it just seems completely different.
I liked I actually really liked the opening last week to Collision, because they did it completely just like Saturday Night's Main Event. And just like, I'm cool with that. You know, give me some throwback vibes. Like, they're kind of already doing that, like trying to be like Nitro and throw a little bit of that. Like, I'm cool. Give me that promo at the beginning of the show and kick things off.
Yeah, that definitely stood out and got your attention right away, because It was different.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time we saw that? 1980s? Like, you know what I mean? To kick off a show with the backstage promo, a la, like, it almost felt like the old school Survivor Series promos.
Mm-hmm. Definitely WWF 80s.
And to me, that's why I think it's different teams, because to me, that's a Mike Mansuri vibe. That's him getting more involved with the production of the show and plotting stuff out. You know, I think him and Will Washington are on Collision more. And I hope that's the case, because what I see on Saturday nights, I want it to continue moving forward. Because it is a different vibe, and I don't feel bogged down watching another night of pro wrestling so far.
I agree. Yeah, whatever they're doing, it's working, so hopefully they keep it going. So what's yours for the week, Steve?
I tossed and turned with this a lot this week from Mount Rushmore. The obvious is Ospreay and Omega. I mean, you put on that type of match, I don't know how you don't put it on Mount Rushmore. But I thought from a holistic standpoint from the week, I got to go Carmelo Hayes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Monday night, it was rumored that he was going to have a match Monday prior to the show. I thought he was going to wrestle Seth, but they set it up for him against Finn, which worked. He held his own in the ring. You know, even though some people were calling it a semi-squash match for Finn, I think Melo stood out in that match. And then Tuesday, him and Corbin, that match was great. I know you guys don't like Corbin, but.
Oh, I enjoyed the match. I did.
Yeah. He's terrific.
Like, I was hoping Corbin won.
The lone wolf character came back.
Yes.
You know, I love the entrance. The love lights that. Going from the five down to the one, just shining on him. You know, we got the greatest hits with the deep six and all that. Like, and Melo looked good as a babyface champion fighting from underneath.
Yes.
Which wasn't necessarily the case with him and Braun. So I'll go Carmelo. Do I feel like they wasted him on Raw? Because he came out there, took a clean loss, and that was it. You can argue that, but I feel like it was more towards building up to get him, you know, get people to tune in for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that I'll go with Melo and Kevin.
I'm hoping we see Melo get built up a little bit better, and I know I'm inconsistent on NXT, and I'm going to try to start checking that out a little bit more, you know, in the coming weeks. But I'd like to see a stronger Melo as champion. The way he was with the North American title, I'd like to see him be that way with the main title.
All right, enough with the positive. Are we ready to shit on stuff? Because there was a lot of stuff to shit on this week.
I was going
to
say, you want to shit on stuff or you want to get into predictions? I don't know what your schedule's like.
No, real quick, we'll shit on stuff.
Okay. Donald gave his, right?
Oh, I got another one, too.
You got another one? Okay.
Oh, I got another one. On Dynamite, having Moxley three times in a segment. I mean, this is like early 2000s Triple H. This is Jericho and AEW. I don't need to see your face three times.
Agreed.
I do not. I mean, you just need to do your match. I do not need to see your backstage with your wife and, quote, unquote, your best friend, and then you coming out at the end screaming blood and guts. Too much for me.
Love it.
I don't have a jabroni this week.
Come on.
Wow.
What? What?
All right. Well, I'm going to see if I can turn Jay onto my dark side with my jabroni since he doesn't have one.
Okay.
I'm going to see. Jack Perry. Jack Perry.
That didn't take much.
Absolutely the jabroni of the week. Okay. Listen, first off, I don't know how you can cut a heel promo and sound worse on the microphone than what you did as a babyface, because that promo he cut was absolutely hot garbage. Absolutely hot garbage.
From the beginning.
First off, you try to throw out the Wildfires line as like a dig on Canada, and it was just said as such a one-off line that I'm like, well, that... It doesn't even make sense. I don't even think people heard it in the arena that he actually called out the Wildfires. Then you get in the ring and you just go into this promo where you're talking about, well, I'm still young, cashing checks and banging the hardest broad in this place. Like, what are you talking about?
How many
None
times
of that can made you any it? Sense.
He had a swear counter. How many times can I get a swear word in?
Had to prove that he was a heel now.
God, like damn.
The only part of that heel segment that worked was when he slid out of the ring and ran for a hook. That was it.
I literally blocked that from my mind. It was gone. You didn't even have to remind me. Now it's back.
Yeah, like I booked his heel turn last week on this show, and what I booked was 1,000 times better than what they put out there on Wednesday night.
Hey, you got the wearing his dad's jacket right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wearing exactly his dad's jacket with a black undershirt, and then they showed the side by side of him and Christian, and it's the exact same outfit. Did Christian ghostwrite your promo? Because
no,
it's a complete carbon copy. So yeah, I was highly disappointed in that. That was not the way to introduce him from a heel promo standpoint, and completely turned me off to where I'm not interested in him as a heel at all.
And then him going for the FTW title.
That's where I was just about to go with the two domed.
Mm-hmm. It was like going for a no curse title.
The better heel storyline is to him to take Sammy's place in JAS. And is already part of the group. Mm-hmm. And you got Sammy and him going and battling his heel babyface for his first heel feud. Like, that makes the most sense. Him turning heel on Hook is not going to elevate Hook.
Or him.
Oh, not really going to be him. Yeah.
And I love Hook. Hook is still over for me. Like, no. I haven't soured on Hook, but at the same time, Jungle Boy's not the heel to carry Hook.
Like, that's not, you didn't have the team together long enough for me to care about him turning on.
The turn,
yeah, no.
And you know what else it made me think of? When he was cutting that promo, he's like, oh, I just, you know, I lost my match and you're just up there in front of my face, ha ha ha, like rubbing it in. And I'm like, didn't Finn Balor just do a vignette on Monday talking about how Seth Rollins came out at his lowest point and laughed in his face? So now are we stooging off what they do on Monday nights? Because you creatively, you can't come up with something?
He could have took notes, that's all.
Yeah, it was just a huge swing and a miss for me. I hated everything about it. Jabroni of the Week.
It was bad.
And then my honorable mention, Jabroni of the Week. Can we have Sting, Terry Funk, ECW, just not do any more? When did he turn into Mick Foley taking the Hell in the Cell bumps?
Shouldn't be doing it at 67 years of age.
No.
And then they screwed it up because they set up two tables instead of one. That's a one table spot. What do you need two tables for?
Caution for error. You got to maximize your landing area.
And they kept that announced, you know, position area like they had for Forbidden Door back there instead of having like the fans be closer up. Because if they would have at least done that, he would have been closer and would have hit it. Like if it was like their normal railing there.
He landed perfectly on Sammy on the table, but the second table he smacked his face off of because it was right behind it. Yeah. And this is not me putting Sting on honorable mention for Jabroni. It's the, why are you 64 years old and now all of a sudden you want to be Daredevil Sting instead of Crow Sting or Joker Sting, and you're out there like Tom Cruise filming a Mission Impossible movie doing all your damn stunts yourself.
Especially with neck issues, you don't need to be doing this extra stuff.
Hey, but he hears it from the fans. You still got it. Holy shit. So that's what he gets.
Well, I said young and old doing bumps for just the adulation of the crowd.
And there you go. Crowd still wanted it, so he gave it to him. Hey, you know your limits. Go to the dentist.
I'm going to double up with you, Steve. I'm gonna put 3-0 Painmaker in Jericho and Sting.
That fucking statistic. 3-0 in AEW.
Look, when they came out with the bats and I heard Tink, I turned off my TV. When they started fighting the bats, I just said, I'd rather sit in darkness and fall asleep. That was it for me. I was done. I can't take these two.
It made me think back to whenever I was a kid and you had the wrapping paper rolls and fighting with your younger sibling or your older brother with the Christmas wrapping paper rolls. That's what I thought of whenever I saw that spot. But that spot was way better than the damn asshole that was wrestling a tent in the middle of the ring that Pro was out there defending this week.
I didn't see that.
I'm glad I didn't see that.
out there looking like the Warriors versus Baseball Fury in the Warriors movie.
Get bats out of baseball.
Out of baseball?
Get bats out of wrestling. Bats
out of baseball. I was going to say, it defeats the whole purpose of the sport then.
Just play rundown.
And listen, don't insult my intelligence by saying the Painmaker is the alter ego of Chris Jericho. No, he's not. There's just no difference. The only thing that was different, he put on face paint and added spike. Everything else is the same.
That's it.
It doesn't come off the same as it did like in New Japan.
No,
at least in, like at least there, it's like okay, it's a different version. You know, you're changing your character up a little bit just for there. Here, it's just like he changes up these characters in his feuds just
the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a wizard. I'm the pain maker. I'm a genie in a bottle. Like, what's next?
Somebody got to do that. Somebody got to get all of Jericho's gimmicks and put that in and make his record. So we can see.
You like the statistics. Go ahead, Donald.
I won't do it for Hogan.
The Hogan or A Hogan?
A Hogan. The Hogan I might do it for.
Hey, is Mr. Miracle undefeated?
But not the three Hogans. He was unmasked, though.
It was yours, Chris. All right,
prediction time. Yours. Oh, yeah, Chris, my bad.
I'm going to go with what AEW did. You guys were calling it. I was hoping they weren't going to do it. But holding a paper, they announced All Out this week. So we're going to hold two back-to-back pay-per-views week after week. How do you build for that? That's my jabroni. Like, I don't know how you can build for a pay-per-view and then come back on TV for 1 week and then build another pay-per-view.
Here's how they do it. And this is the only way that it works is if you take the playbook from New Japan with how they do Wrestle Kingdom and then Dominion right after it. That's the only way that you're going to be able to do it.
New Year's Dash. Dominion's in June.
New Year's Dash, yeah. New Year's Dash, sorry. But that's the only way that it works, that you can do the shows back-to-back weeks and have people invested, is if you run that playbook.
It's like you're doing 10 hours, because they always do the hour pre-show before, then a four-hour pay-per-view. So you're doing 10 hours. Like,
is this for good and more backlash?
Next week? Yeah, possibly.
No, we just getting rematches.
Yeah. I don't want to see that.
I don't know, but the other thing, real quick, before we get into predictions for Money in the Bank, because we got a little game too. I am all here for the comedic style of MJF and Adam Cole as a tag team. I'm better than you, baby. Shirt, tremendous, tremendous.
That was almost the title of this week.
I was going to text you, like, that better be the title of the show.
I figured since we were going to focus on predictions.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
The dynamic's different. They're playing off well against each other, and I'm actually curious to see where it goes.
Funny time. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, we ready for Money in the Bank? And then we got a game afterwards.
Yep, let's do this. All right, so let's kick things off for Money in the Bank. We'll go to something. This is no specific order, but we'll go Women's Tag Team Championship, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez.
I didn't even
keep it on
realize this was on the show.
It was hard. It was hard to tell what was on the show between SmackDown and this.
Yeah, I mean, Ronda and Shayna aren't losing. So
Ronda and Shayna.
Yeah, we're gonna go around the horn on that one.
Yeah. This should have been on SmackDown, and Pretty Deadly should have been on the pay per view.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes, bud. Hey.
100% bullshit result last night.
That's why they didn't make you do brownie.
Up next, we'll go with the Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus Matt Riddle. A match that I feel was just kind of thrown on.
They're basing their history, you know, in the indie scene and all that stuff. Gunther, I'm not even going to talk about Riddle.
Gunther, but don't be surprised if this is match of the night.
I mean, that's what Gunther does, really. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Riddle's just annoyed me since he's came back. I don't know why. I'm starting to be on Chris's side.
20 minutes of hearing slap Riddle across the chest.
That'll entertain the hell out of me. So I got this one up. I got this one just the way I put it here. Rumor is this could be the main event tonight. And that's Cody versus Dominic.
That's what they were saying on SmackDown.
Yeah.
When they were going for the card.
Return.
Mm-hmm.
Something's happening.
No, wait.
I don't know. Something's
rumor
happening.
Is Brock's going to be in town, so that's why they're saving Brock for the end of the show.
To set up the whatever.
The rematch at SummerSlam.
Gimmick match at SummerSlam.
They're doing this because Dom is putting Cody over finally. Yeah. Finally, gonna get over with the fans. I'm going Mysterio.
I go Mysterio only because Brock is gonna take Cody out.
That's Ref exactly Bronk. What I'm thinking.
Ref Bronk. Shenanigans. Cody gets laid out by Brock. Dom wins.
If you want to continue to build Dominic as the most hated man, yeah, Dominic got to take this.
They consider, you know, Money in the Bank to be like part of like the Big Five. You end the Big Five pay per view with Dom going over Cody.
Yes,
that's a big moment for Dom.
Yes. One of the three reasons I still watch WWE, right there.
And then you have Dom come out and open the show on Monday on Raw. But celebration that mommy puts on, and he comes out talking about his hard times in prison prepped him to step up and take that victory.
This might be streak level. Streak level booze.
I'll tell you right now, I will tune in for that.
There you go.
Let's meet up with you. Cody,
Triple H.
Dom's getting the win just for shenanigans.
Hey, if he comes out with a Hard Times promo, I will.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hard Times promo from Dominic after winning. They're storming the ring.
That would be fun as hell. If it's anything less than that, it's going to be disappointing, though.
As long as Rhea's out there, it's never going to be disappointing.
You know,
true. All right. We'll get into the World Heavyweight Championship here. Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor.
I really feel you get more mileage out of it.
See, I liked your setup last week for this match. I just don't see them taking it off of Seth. I think what you laid out last week was perfect for it, and that would be a good run. But like, if we were doing that, like say Survivor Series or Rumble point, then I could possibly see it changing. But I just don't see it changing yet.
Because if you do that how I laid it out last week, and then you have Damian Priest win the briefcase, now you got two storylines going on at once. You got Judgment Day.
That's a lot of Judgment Day, though.
Stripe.
Yeah. If Dom takes the win, everybody else is taking an L.
But they did it before when Undisputed Era won everything. Why can't Judgment Day win everything? Bloodline won everything. You know, Evolution won everything. Why can't Judgment Day win everything?
It's not happening.
Yeah, I don't know if I see that happening either.
I'm just saying.
I get your point, Donald. I get your point, but
why not? They're the only stable doing something right now.
Because I don't want to see Priest win anything. So that's my hope.
Jason, I don't know if I've ever liked you more than today.
They're so high on the guy, I see nothing. So somebody got to win and he got to lose. Put it on Finn.
I want to see Finn.
I think Seth's retaining. I don't see that changing here. I think it's going to be this. Steve, you said Gunther. I think this could be possible match of the night. I think this could, if this is given enough time and in the right spot, I think this could be match of the night. All right. Up next, we'll go with the women's Money in the Bank match. He wants to kick us off.
If it's not EO, we riot.
I was going to say, the extremely heavy is EO.
Yeah.
I would not mind seeing Trish with the briefcase.
Thank you, Trish.
You know what?
But have Zoe Stark take everybody out and hold the ladder for Trish to climb up.
I mean, I think what you said, Steve, EO's been the focus. You know, I think everybody's banking on that. So if Trish would win, that would definitely be a shocker.
Give me two-time Bayley. Go Bayley. Just to continue that storyline.
If Bayley would, does she block EO from it? Like, does it get to be the two of them and they fight over it?
Or it should be those two.
If they do it that way, they're gonna have EO knock Bayley off and then win the briefcase that way.
I'm okay. Yeah.
I'm going EO, but if Trish wins it, I'm not gonna be upset either. Honestly, if any of them in here, I'm not gonna be upset over any of them winning it. But
anybody but Becky.
Yeah, I was gonna say Becky's the least one that doesn't anybody make but sense, Becky. But yeah. She gets her spot.
I mean, they've been hyping up the career achievements, and this is the only thing she does not have on her career achievement list. So,
it can't be her. If it is her, you
to me, that would be like Cena. That would be like Cena winning the briefcase.
Yeah. Brock. She wins. I mean, she wins it. She wins it. You must scrub the whole women's division. That means management have no faith in them. If they put it on her.
I mean, you're going to have a lot of fun with EO if EO gets it. Or I think you can have a lot of fun with Trish, too. You know, just between her and Zoe.
Yeah, I think Trish with Zoe in that briefcase would be entertaining for the next 3 months.
Yeah. And I want to stress this. Can we get the women's Money in the Bank briefcase winner to not cash in tonight?
Or tomorrow, like or Monday. Yeah.
Like, can we get some longevity out of this one for a change? It usually goes way... They've been doing it way too quick the past few years.
Never
it's been a week.
Yeah.
A week. They said the only one was Carmella.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
Lena.
Nah.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
No.
Different.
It would be somebody on SmackDown to do something. Keep that going. All right. We'll head over to the men's Money in the Bank. Who wants to kick this off? Who do you guys think is going to take this home? I think it's going to
be... If this is not LA, I will swim across the... shouldn't even be a discussion. The man is over. Pull the damn trigger. Don't wait. Don't prolong it. He was rumored to have a big run coming up this summer. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the videos of him over, you know, over there this past week with the crowd fully behind him doing the LA night with the put it on him.
Yesterday on SmackDown.
Don't overthink it.
But then, if you're that over, do you need it?
I was thinking the same thing, Jason. Just like, do you need the briefcase? So that could be their logic behind it. Give it to somebody different.
I have a feeling it's going to be Priest. I just have that feeling.
I'm thinking Logan Paul just to piss the fans off.
Donald, I'm there with you.
I would love it because you'd forget about it.
Nope, don't do that.
And only thing is, you know, they always announce he'll be back on Raw the next.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They always announce when he's coming, so that's the only
thing. Yeah, to get that ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they would do it as a surprise where he just shows up, you know, that'd make it more spontaneous.
Yeah,
not saying that he would definitely have to do a cash in, but if he would even just show up without announcement and just fake a cash in, you know, that would be a lot more entertaining. One of the rumors I saw this week is that Triple H wants LA Knight, Vince wants Logan Paul, so. Who do you think is going to win that one?
Flip a coin.
who's the quote-unquote boss?
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll find out this afternoon who's getting their way.
I can see Paul because if Seth retains, you know, they have history playing off of that.
And I think I heard, because you guys know just how inconsistent I am with watching these days, that NXT and the United States and the Intercontinental title are all part of the cash in now.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, that could change things up. Like Jason, from what you're saying, like for possibly a Damian Priest, you know, is he definitely going to get a world title shot, or does it have more? Does he have better luck going after one of the US or NXT or Intercontinental? I don't think Intercontinental, but.
Nah, I don't like that for Money in the Bank.
I'd rather it just be a world championship.
Same here.
But
The Intercontinental title, like Gunther should retain that, and a la WrestleMania 5 with Hogan versus Warrior, champion versus champion. Like, that's where I see that going.
Option C. Gunther,
and have him be in the main event at WrestleMania this year.
I wouldn't be upset with that.
Give me Santos.
All right. Anybody got...
He's just there for the spot.
Yep.
That's it.
He can't... LWA came at the wrong time.
Never.
All right. And last match. We got the Civil War. Roman Solo versus the Usos. And I can't believe that this isn't going on main event.
When you're paying Brock Lesnar $5 million a year and he's going to do a spot, he's going to do it in the main event spot.
And he's making his call where he wants to do it.
Right. I've been wrestling, no pun intended, with this to try to see. Okay, based on who wins, where's the story go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have not been able to come up with a legitimate to where I have an idea on what the next. So, not as a cop-out, but I guess I'll pick the Usos. But, I mean, Roman hasn't lost in 3 years. You think he's really going to lose a tag team match?
Roman doesn't have to be the one to lose.
Just like against Sammy and KO. They lost, but Solo took the pin.
Yeah.
I think it's more interesting if Jay pins Roman and run Jay Roman SummerSlam.
I think if Solo takes the pin in this match, then that eats at Roman. Like, are you really on my side? Like, he's going to start questioning Solo's loyalty.
You mean the future tribal chief?
It's like, all right, that's two losses. Like, are you really, like, are you just here to hurt me?
I mean, rumor has it that there's more Samoans that they're going to bring in. So you get the all three Uso brothers together, and then Roman goes out to the extended family and brings some of them in. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solo goes with the Usos. Of course, you hit the AEW, lights go out. Come back on. There's some other Moses Simone in the ring.
Like, everybody knows who they are.
Are you just in the ring? I'm like, hey. Who are you?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's Troy Polamalu.
He is a blood relative, right?
Give me the bloodline, or give me a
Roman. The bloodline.
There's the cop out. Yep.
Roman is solo.
Roman is solo.
Usos.
All right.
Bloodline.
That's it for predictions. Let's hop the game this week. Got a little interesting one for you guys.
Go ahead and set it up, Steve.
All right, so coming off of Fedor, to carry on the theme of fantasy booking dream match, set up Monday Night Wars Forbidden Door. So wrestlers from WCW, WWE during the Monday Night Wars era only, what dream matches would you book for a pay-per-view given that era in wrestling?
Sting and Taker.
That's the most obvious. I think you got to do a DX versus NWO.
From a technical wrestling standpoint, give me Bret Hart versus Dean Malenko.
Ooh. I know two people on here that wouldn't enjoy that match, but I'd enjoy the hell out of that match. I don't know if it's necessarily the match I want to see, but the mic work, you know, leading up to the match, Rock versus Macho Man.
Oh, but I thought you were still talking about Malenko. And
I really thought you were talking about that. I was like, the mic work.
give me Shawn versus Flair
in their prime. Or more in their prime.
In their prime, because yeah. we got them at the end of Flair. Give me Michael's Flair.
That would be a good one.
Or Four Horsemen versus Nation of Domination. Oh. For the contrasting styles.
Ty, where are you at on that one?
Damn, Ty, come on. Jeez.
We need a tag team match. Like, not a group match, but like a tag team match.
Give me Henry and the Giant.
So what tag teams were over in the Monday night? Give me Harlem Heat versus the New Age Outlaws.
Mm. I'm gonna throw a cluster in there. I'm gonna go Hardys, Dudley's, Steiners, and Harlem Heat. Do a four way.
Give me Kimberly versus Sable in a bra and panties match.
Are you booking with the times too, huh?
Yeah.
I'll say
hardcore match. Mankind versus Norman Smiley.
A tank?
No. Because Norman Smiley was hilarious during the horrible run.
You got to give me Vince versus Bischoff.
You want it?
I need do-rag Vince.
Do-rag Vince versus Karate Bischoff.
Karate.
Which one's douchier?
Nobody said
DDP.
I was gonna say give me Owen versus Eddie Guerrero.
Ooh.
You said nobody said DDP?
Yeah.
I was thinking him and Stone Cold.
No.
No.
Or
that's dropping down. Yeah, but that's dropping down to Stone Cold level.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Stone Cold doesn't even need to be on the show. Just in beers cutting promos.
Everybody's talking about it. Do you do Stone Cold Goldberg?
No, you don't do Stone. No.
It's not going to be a good match. But. No,
you don't do that. You don't want to see Stunner versus Diamond Cutter?
No.
If Orton was Attitude Era, maybe I'd put Orton versus DDP just because of that. But
if it's all like that, I'd rather see Stone Cold and Tyson versus Hogan and Rodman.
Now you're cooking with mystery.
Yeah. WCW would have pulled that off.
He's out here selling tickets. He ain't out here trying to put on a wrestling show.
Is that one going to be at Hog Wild?
It's all about making
money. Hey, what did they say? Yeah. Hey, once they buy the ticket, the money's already in the pocket, brother.
Anybody got anything else?
No, that's a good one. That's a real good one. Dude. What the hell is going
on? Running.
Put hands up, boy.
Hello, Dad.
I don't play with these dogs.
Clip it a week.
He had flashbacks from walking home from the 25-cent candy store and having to hop up on a car.
Someone was like really doing a run in like to attack you.
Oh. Yeah, I can't think of any other matches.
Steve, you got anything else?
Nope. Nothing. I'm trying to run through something. Like the obvious ones were obvious. I was trying to go off script and think of like obscure, like the Eddie and Owen is a really good one. Like I said, Brett and Malenko, from just an in-ring standpoint, would be outstanding. Mm-hmm. Like
we got it in WWE, but I mean, maybe depending on like where we put this, maybe Kurt versus Ray. That was a good match in WWE. They had good chemistry together.
Give me Angle versus Savage.
That would be a good match.
His whole list is talking a whole card up there in the comment section.
Especially if you get them like all in their prime, it'd be so good.
The Judy Bagwell versus Linda McMahon match that is in the comments is hilarious.
I'm trying to find someone to get Virgil on this card.
Virgil versus Luigi Primo.
You can't give Ty the bell out on the Luigi.
No, he got
in there. Yeah, he was already in there.
Oh, that was the first comment.
Yeah. We were talking about Fight Forever, and he said Luigi Primo should be DLC.
What was Virgil's name in WCW?
Vincent.
Vincent. There you go. Virgil versus Vincent. Mirror match.
Vincent versus Paul Bearer. Michael Cole versus Tony Schiavone. No, Cole wasn't around there, was he?
Yeah, he was around.
He was around, but he was backstage. Yeah.
No, you can do Zbyszko versus Lawler.
That'd be good. Yeah. That would be a mess.
That's true.
I got nothing else.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get into final thoughts then?
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't. I just be happy.
Donald and Jason won the graphics back this week, so we got the graphics back.
Thanks for the heads up in the pre-production meeting. Appreciate it.
You weren't there. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to episode 142 of the Dumb Marks podcast. Make sure you head over to Spotify. Listen to the show over there. Help us get those numbers up. And this upcoming week on Pro Wrestling Tees, they're running their 4th of July 20% off sale from this Monday, July 3rd, 1 p.m. Eastern, to Friday, July 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Purchase any of our merch, 20% off. Use code America23 and purchase anything this week, and we'll give you a live shout-out on air next week on the show.
America.
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 You guys got anything else for the week?
I think I'm good.
Nope, I'm all squared away. Don't blow, don't blow off your fingers lighting fireworks off this week. Okay.
I've been seeing that going around a lot.
Enjoy the fourth. You know, wave some sparklers around. Maybe light off a tank. You know, one of the ones that you just light and it crawls on the ground. But you know, stay away from the bottle rockets and M80s and all that other stuff, because we see it every year. So hopefully everybody comes back next week with 10 fingers and 10 toes.
I don't do those, so I will come back.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to worry about Jason. He's a big sparkler and firework fan. Nothing. Hmm? Not even a reaction, huh?
What?
I said, I think we have to worry about Jason because he's the big sparkler and firework fan over there.
Oh, no, I hope it rains. What, for the fourth?
For all of it, the whole weekend.
Oh, I hope it rains. My part, or my Wi-Fi went out, so I was y'all probably just staring at a standstill of me. Probably didn't even know. That's how much I contribute.
All right, my car is done. That's a wrap. I got to roll out. I'll holler at you.
All right,
everyone.
Somebody end the show the way we normally end it.
All right, well.
Go ahead, Jason.
Find another quote.
No, this guy. No, I'm a Mark. You're a Mark. Tell a Mark. Until next time, y'all can catch us around the way. Jesus, we've been doing this for 2 years, 200 episodes, and nobody else can recite the damn ending of the show.
Look, my power cut out. So,
yeah, of course it did.
I'm out of loop right now. The last 5 minutes are a blur.